So what do you do on a kind of like a day-to-day basis as a CSO?
It's kind of mixed bag. So we have incidents that come in from the night before. So we could have abandoned vehicles or garbage, bears, camping. So we just kind of deal with the complaints that come in day-to-day.
I'm riding around Mendenhall Valley with Community Service Officer Supervisor Bob Dilley. He's not kidding. That morning we would encounter bears and ravens in trash cans, ticket abandoned cars, and investigate one particularly petty complaint about a neighbor marking a parking spot with traffic cones. One of the first stops is in a subdivision at the base of Thunder Mountain.
Code 4, and I'll be out with the bear into garbage.
A black bear is clawing its way into a non-bear-resistant trash can, and it's persistent. Dilley nearly bumps the bear with his car before it finally sulks back into the woods.
Usually they'll run off a little quicker than this. Really not very scared.
Yeah. Does that mean he's, like, probably done this a lot?
Probably. Most bears out in the wild would keep on running.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. You get these habituated bears that have become accustomed to eating garbage.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game works closely with the CSOs to determine hotspots for bear activity, as well as educate the community about proper waste management. Fish and Game biologist Stephanie Sell says the cut will be felt.
They're going to be overworked. You know, they can't keep doing all the things that they're currently providing for the community. And one of those is the bear nuisance attractants laws.
Sell says the tension between bears and people in Juneau is especially high in low-income areas that don't have garages or sheds to store trash.
Are people going to, you know, just leave their trash out knowing that they're not going to get a ticket or a fine, whether they do it, you know, knowingly or they do it just because they're not sure what's the right thing to do.
Juneau Assemblymember Jesse Keel was one of the no votes on the cut. He says the CSO positions are not the place to save money and is concerned the consequences could stretch beyond enforcement and public safety outreach.
I think it means less of that work and or moving some of our police officers, our full-scale cops, over to that kind of work. Primarily, they need to focus on building those relationships and investigating crimes and preventing crimes. And they do a great job with that. I don't want to see them diverted.
Deputy City Manager Mila Cosgrove says the work will be divided among the remaining four officers, though the fifth position could come back.
There's room to reconsider during the fiscal year, provided we can find funding for it. In order to reconsider, though, I would want to see that the data was there to support that.
Some of the proactive stuff like we're doing today where it's not their garbage day, we go out and drive through the neighborhood just because we know it's a hot spot for bear activity. That type of proactive enforcement will probably go down some, and we'll be dealing with more complaint-driven stuff. So if nobody complained about that bear getting into the garbage that I just wrote the ticket for, then we probably would not have been out here.
While driving away from the tipped trash can, we pass a playground.
Yeah, because really he's only 100 yards from the playground up here, so
yeah,
not good when you get kids and bears interacting.
In Juneau, I'm Carter Barrett.